Star 101.9, Sam and Rach, all thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Mackay. And earlier this month was Endometriosis Week. And if you don't know what endometriosis is, it's actually something that affects 1 in 10 women and is quite a big deal. Now, there's an event being held this weekend, Afternoon for Endo Awareness, at the dispensary. To give us a bit more information, we've got the organiser, Carissa, with us right now. Carissa, before we get into the event, can you tell us, because a lot of people still don't know about endometriosis, what is it all about?
So endometriosis is where tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows in other parts of the body, most commonly in the pelvic area, but endometriosis has actually been found in every organ of the body.
What? Oh my God, I did not know that.
Yeah, so the symptoms are really broad, like they affect lots of different things and can often be mistaken for other diseases and stuff like that. So it takes about 7 to 10 years for people to be diagnosed correctly with endometriosis.
Wow.
And because there's no cure and there's not really a lot known about it because there's no origin of where it starts and whatnot. And the only way to diagnose endometriosis is through a laparoscopy.
Right. Which is what?
So it is surgery where, so surgery is the only way to diagnose endometriosis.
Wow.
So we go in and have a look with little keyhole surgery, as people would call it, and have a look in your abdomen with little cameras.
Oh my gosh, that is a pretty invasive thing to have done just to check to see if you've even got it to start off with. And so you say that there is no cure for endometriosis. What is some ways that people, who have it, what do they do?
So there's lots of different ways to manage. So basically there is, we manage endometriosis as opposed to obviously fixing it. There's lots of different ways in terms of physiotherapists, dietitians, naturopaths, obviously medically having surgery and then managing with medication and seeing a gynecologist. But it's basically a multidisciplinary team of lots of different people to manage endometriosis.
Wow. Now, it sounds like there's obviously a lot of fundraising that, if fundraising gets done, that could really, really help out find better ways to handle this. So tell us a little bit about what the fundraiser is this weekend.
So this weekend we're having Afternoon for Endo at the dispensary from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. We will be having two guest speakers, Dr. Ritu Rana, who is an obstetrician gynecologist here in Mackay, and we'll also be having dietitian Hayley Parker, who is registered FODMAP. So FODMAP is all to do with inflammation and IBS, which correlates with endometriosis as well. Mm. All of the money that will be raised from this event is actually going straight back into the Mackay community. So it's not just going off and you never see it again. We're hoping to use this money to fund an endometriosis nurse for Mackay and surround.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
It sounds like a very worthy cause. If people want to head along to this, they can go to the website, kendo.org.au/events.
Exactly, yep.
To head along. Good luck with the Afternoon for Endo Awareness this weekend, Carissa, and thanks for your time this morning.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.